This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Dowder, and this is Extreme Nudity. I'm standing in La Paz, Mexico. La Paz, Mexico is located up the Gulf of Mexico, and some of the most radical moguls, really interesting hills for motocross, dirt biking, and just kind of having a really good time. A lot of people out here right now, and I'm standing here with Biff Tannenbaum, and Biff is the owner of Biff's Vintage Bikes, right, Biff?
That's right, Jeff. We have more vintage bikes than anybody else in the history of the planet Earth. And we have them in our little shop over here in Tierra del Fuego, which is right up the coast.
And today on Extreme Nudity, what are we going to be riding?
Well, I thought I'd break out some classic old Husqvarnas. They're a very tight bike. Really can corner well, take those jumps. Shocks are a little worn out. In my understanding, and I just took an email from my partner, Jack. He says, you guys want to ride these bikes without any clothing on. Is that correct?
Well, hold on. Let me get the ocean back, because apparently it just stunned the ocean into silence when you said that we'd be riding Husqvarnas over these moguls stark nude.
Well, I think the ocean's used to it now. I think they can handle it.
I think they can, too. Okay, so you say the shocks are worn out.
That's correct.
And also, we want to make sure that there's no spring in the seat or anything, so that when we hit, okay, then the private Gentilia will just really make impact.
Whatever floats your boat, sport.
Jack brought out the Husqvarnas. Pretty interesting bikes. Apparently they was used by old motocross riders back in the day. Also, Chris Sorensen and Toby Bowe accompanied me from the Extreme Nudity staff. Okay, now Chris, what you got?
Yeah, this is a Suzuki.
Okay, Chris wants to ride a Suzuki. What do you think of that, Jack?
He wants to ride that rice-burning stuff. That's his business.
All right. We started out with the Husqvarnas and the Suzukis doing some mild jumps wearing jock straps. We had not yet neutered up.
Okay. Just take that jump right there.
All right. Here we go. Yeah! Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's a very sweet bike, and of course you guys are wearing jocks, so...
Now, Chris, what you got there, man?
It's a cup. It's like a Nolan Ryan commemorative jock cup.
Chris was afraid that he might have no kids ever. So he got his official Nolan Ryan autographed jock cup for the tryout. Okay, Chris, fire it up, baby.
This is sweet.
What happened? You took your hand off the throttle. It's got a...
Okay. Now came the big test. Me and Sorensen and Toby Bowe neutered up for the Stream Nudity test.
All right, go ahead, you guys.
What's the matter?
I'd rather not even be looking, if you don't mind. I was not told that this was going to be the case. You guys are naked here. Mexican people are very modest people.
Oh, whatever, dude. We're just hanging and having a good time.
We neutered up and mounted the Husky. I went first.
All right, here we go. Let's see if these shocks are worn out. I'm going to hit a bump here.
Oh, God, that's bad, man. Yeah, that's sweet.
Then Chris Sorensen fired up his Suzuki.
Take that big jump, man. Go.
Oh, my God.
Sorensen was in a bad way, so we had to call the Mexican version of 911. Tell me that didn't take a long time. While we wait around, I talked to Frank about his shop.
So, you got, like, how many different bikes?
Boy, it's tough looking at you. Those are pretty swollen, aren't they?
Yeah, it'll be okay. So how many bikes have you got?
About 143. You want a wheelbarrow to carry those in?
Well, it was time to say goodbye to La Paz, but not before one more jump.
Yeah!
It was a pleasant afternoon in La Paz, Mexico. We bid goodbye to La Paz for another adventure of extreme nudity.
Goodbye from Mexico!
Sounds painful to me. That's Jeff Dowder's Extreme Nudity, and of course you'll hear that each week on these stations, 9 Central. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, Denny Carlos's shout-out and dance radio hour. And I want to tell you about the weekend that Marie and I had this hour. I'll tell you about the really an unbelievable weekend. Because here is, if I could just say this before we go into this break, and I want to say this with as much sincerity as I can. This is what I'm about. If you want to know what the Phil Hendry Show is about, I don't know what it's about. Why did I get into that, bud?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what it's about.
Not about it. I don't want to say it's not about anything like Seinfeld, but I'm not sure. It's about something. I just haven't figured it out yet. But what I'm about is I'm married. And when I got married, I decided that that's what I was going to be, is married. And when Marie and I started having a rough time, it was pretty bad. And a lot of you guys emailed, and I really appreciated that a lot. I mean, there were a lot of great emails from people. But I didn't want to, and the day and age we live in today is, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. You know, that's where we're at these days. Oh, wow, you know what, we just grew apart. Or this. You know what? It stopped being fun. And so what do? They run off. They get a divorce. Well, that's fine. But hey, if there's kids involved, somebody ought to take you out and horsewhip you. I shouldn't say. That's very judgmental of me. I mean, there's a lot of people well-meaning. They get divorces. There's kids involved. It's bad. Especially when you got kids involved, you really got to think twice. So we were on very rocky ground. And we did something this past weekend that I will tell you about toward the end of the hour, because I don't want to bum everybody out, bud.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Thanks. I mean, what I don't want to get too heavy here. But we did something this weekend. We went up to Santa Clarita to a retreat with other couples, other married couples, all ages. There were couples there in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And there were people like Marie and I who were there to get answers, really. And some of these people are in a bad way. Bad way. And then there were other couples there who had survived. You wouldn't believe what they've survived. You wouldn't believe. You know, you got a bad marriage. And they told their stories. Now, keep in mind, these people are married still. And the stuff they've survived, I didn't want to go into it, man, especially if you're having if you're eating. But they stayed together. And now they're like the guru couples, and they kind of it's almost like AA, you know, where the older alcoholics kind of counsel the younger ones, and where people have been through bad stuff, and they sit, they tell their story, and then they talk to you. And so I want to get into this, and I want to give you the name of this, because I wouldn't be doing you a service. I'd just be sitting here throwing a lot of hot air out every night, which is what I do anyway. But every now and again, I like to think maybe I impart something that you can use, right? And I will give you the name of this retreat. The name of the organization, they started in Canada, just so you guys up in Canada know, I'm not all mean, and, there's many valuable things that have come out of Canada. Well, one, this, hockey's another, and
that, maple syrup.
That comes from Vermont. Maple syrup. And I'll tell you about it, because it's very, very cool. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with more. Denny Carlos' shout-out dance hour coming up. And, of course, we have, the ever-popular something. What the hell? Oh, yeah, that dog catcher show. Oh, God. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let me get Lord Q on the line. Lord Q, how are you? And thanks for joining our program. Now, you, I understand, do film reviews.
I do film reviews, but that's not the 100% story. I do film reviews after taking LSD.
Okay, what is the story with that?
Well, the story is that you get an interesting review of the film. That's my hook. You know, Roger Ebert, for instance, does reviews of films. They're his opinion, but who can tell you whether that's true or not, you know? I mean, you know, so...
So your hook is you... Have you taken the acid yet?
I did about 20 minutes ago, yeah.
Well, are you coming on?
Well, I'm getting some of the stomach stuff going on, you know. I think this stuff was cut with a little strychnine, but...
Well, what did you take?
I took Orange Sunshine. I had a half a tab saved from, like, 1969 or something. I don't even know if it's going to work. But,
All right, let's do it. What movie are you going to review?
Phil and I'm going to review Million Dollar Baby. Hello, everybody. This is Lord Q's Movie Reviews, and I've just taken a hit of Orange Sunshine. Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby is a masterpiece. Whoa!
Okay, what? Did you see something?
Oh, yeah. Is that the acid, you think?
I don't know. What did you see?
I saw something. I don't know if that's the acid. I don't know if I'm coming. I don't think I'm coming on, but...
Well, did you see something?
Yeah. I saw some, but I'm not sure it's hallucination.
What did you see?
I saw a guy on a Trojan horse. He was wearing armor. So
I could probably... That's probably a hallucination.
Well, I don't know what you mean by a hallucination. I mean, in other words, is the hallucination something that I'm seeing with my mind's eye or something that I'm...
So will you come on and just do the review, man?
All right. Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar, you see, because...
You're not going to see some dude on a freaking Trojan horse wearing a pseudo armor running through wherever it is. Where do you live?
I live in an apartment house.
Yeah, sure. That's what's... where? On the third floor?
Fourth.
Yeah, okay. There's going to be a guy riding around on a horse in a freaking suit of armor up there.
Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby is a masterpiece, pure and simple, deep and true. It tells the story of an aging fight trainer and a hillbilly... Okay, you had to have seen that.
What?
You didn't see that.
I'm on the other end of the phone.
Hold on for a minute. Hey, dude, you see that? Tell me you saw that. I see anything. The hell, you didn't see it. You didn't see the wall breathe. I saw the wall start breathing.
That's a hallucination.
Check this out. Watch this. Watch what happens with my pen.
Woo, 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 woo.
You looking at that?
Yeah.
Trailers. Trails. Happy trails to you until we meet.
Can I hear the movie review?
All right. Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby is a masterpiece, pure and simple, deep and true. It tells the story of an aging fight trainer. Why am I doing this? There's no point to this.
The movie review?
The movie review? The movie review? Listen to you. Do you hear how you sound like the robot that you are, the media robot?
Okay, I'm all done, man.
Wait a second. You're paying for Lord Q. I do movie reviews on acid.
Yeah, but I ain't hearing a movie review.
This is the review. This is it. Check this out. Close your eyes really hard, you'll see tie-dye. I swear to God.
I didn't take a hit of acid.
No, do it. Just do it. Close your eyes really hard, and you'll see tie-dye. Oh, that's cool. I got this idea that LSD is just a plot to smuggle more Mexicans into the country. What do you think? In other words, if you give the acid to every border agent...
Will you please give me the review to Million Dollar Baby?
Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby is a masterpiece, pure and simple, deep and true. It tells the story of an aging fight trainer and a hillbilly girl who thinks she can be a boxer. It's narrated by a former boxer who's the trainer's best friend. They go to a land of Mordor. There, they find a ring and throw it into a burning pit. The two hobbits then go back, and all the dwarves die. Forget it.
That ain't the movie, man.
No, really? Duh. That ain't the movie, man.
All right, hang up on this guy.
This guy's nuts.
I need a smoke. Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby.
Bug off. Who booked that?
That'd be interesting.
Hi, I do movie reviews after I take a hit of acid. What the hell? You know, there's more guys with their Hollywood Minute, their Hollywood 2 Minute, their Hollywood 6 Minute, their Hollywood 10 Minutes, their Hollywood Your Time Is Up.
this and that and Hollywood Report. This guy's doing movie reviews on acid. Never did get to the movie. I ain't even seen that Million Dollar Baby. You want to know why I ain't seen that Million Dollar? And what he's what was he doing? Waving his pen around? Hey, look at the trails. I don't know. I don't want to see that flick because I can't stand the title of that movie. Million Dollar Baby.
Well, it's about the boxer.
I know, but it just sounds stupid. In any event, I'm sure it's a very brilliant film. But the point being here, I don't think that any guy after a hit of acid is equipped to do a movie review. You see, do you savvy on this one, bud? There's just no way. No way in hell. He got through two paragraphs, and the next thing I'm hearing is about he's judging me. He's waving a pen through the air. He's seeing a guy on a Trojan horse. The whole thing's going to freaking cable TV as far as I'm concerned. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Now to get to this past weekend. Now, I got to tell you something, and I want you to be very clear on this. And like I said, I never go to the radio thinking I'm going to do anything other than, if I'm lucky, make you guys laugh. Actually give you something of benefit? I doubt it. I don't know of any show that does that. I don't have any radio show. I know a few classes you can take. And maybe if you take enough acid there with Lord Q. But a radio show, no. But here's something I'm going to tell you about this. And I'm going to, you got to do this if you're married and you have a problem. Because this is what I'm about, see? I was a bachelor for 44 years. And then that was done. Not because I was particularly good looking, but if you live 44 years and you don't get married, you're bound to have a couple of girlfriends along the way, okay? So that was how it went for me. Then I met Maria, and she said to me, well, you want to be with me, you're going to have to marry me. So that's what I did. And I told myself that I wanted to stay married. I come from a broken home. My parents divorced. It was not fun. As a kid, I didn't like it. I didn't want to put any kid of mine through it. And I would never get married if it meant it ending like that. So maybe that's one of the reasons why I stayed away from being married. And I'll tell you something else. I never saw one married couple in all of my bachelor days that I ever envied. Not one. I felt sorry for every married guy I ever saw. I'll never forget when I was out golfing with some friends of mine once. And we just got done and we went into the clubhouse, which is one of the great things about golfing. It's sitting around a clubhouse, you know, looking at your scorecards and, you know, having a few beers and dreaming that you just played in the U.S. Open. And you go, hey, are you kidding me? And that shot you hit on 18? And you're getting hammered and everything's beautiful. And this one friend of mine gets up and says, well, I got to go call my wife. And I remember thinking, you poor guy. You poor guy. Look at him. You got to go check in with the wife. So I never, ever envied any guy that was married. And I met Maria and I got married. And I thought long and hard about it. So if you're going to be married, then you're freaking married. Now we start having a rough time. You guys know I moved out. Went up to the beach. Stayed up there. And then we found out about something, and I'm gonna spell it out for you, because I'm telling you right now, if you have a husband or a wife, you guys are in trouble. You gotta go here. RETROUVAILLE. It's called Retrovi. It's French, and I believe it means, you know, reconnect or something like that, or regenerate. Retrovi is in every state of the union. It started in Canada, and it's a nonprofit group of couples who have survived really horrific times and came up with a system of communication for couples that are in trouble, married couples that are in trouble. And we went up to this retreat in Santa Clarita, California this past weekend. Went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It blew my mind. It completely, I'm telling you, I didn't go up there expecting anything. And the things we learned and the stories that we heard, I mean, we're listening to people who stayed together, who recommitted their marriages after alcoholism, infidelity, even spousal rape. I mean, that's why I didn't want to really talk about this, bud, because it...
No, no, go. It's really interesting. I like it.
I mean, this is rough stuff, isn't it?
No, I love violence.
So I'll tell you more about it when we come back from the break, or should I? Yeah, okay, I will. Because I want you guys to know about this. You got to know about this. They're in every state of the union. They started up in Quebec, Canada. They came down to the, they started in Quebec, Canada in 1977. They came to the states in around 79, 80, 81. Came out here to California in 82. They're everywhere. And if you're having a problem in your marriage, don't do anything before you call these guys and go on one of their three-day weekends. Okay, I'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Four four nine 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Really wants to do this.
I'm talking about my marriage, right?
No, I know that, but Bud wants to do this. He's got a segment open for you.
What do you got, Bud?
It's just something because I know you're talking about your marriage. You got a segment open.
Let him do it.
All right, okay, go ahead, start it.
Hello, everybody. This is Bud Dickman, and now more of Phil Hendry's Marriage Encounter.
Poontang.
Why don't you turn that off?
What?
What do you mean, poontang? Give me that.
They're Traineers, rhythm and soul. They rock, they roll, they swing.
It's great.
I live in the South Pacific, missing my love in each night. Now that I'm home, I go right out and get me some poontang.
Will you turn that off?
But it's all about marriage.
The hell that's about marriage? Now, Phil Hendry's Marriage Encounters.
Poontang. Let me tell you something, buddy. Flush out your headgear, new guy. If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
Full Metal Jacket?
You got it.
All right. Now, getting back to the weekend that Maria and I spent, one of the things that we talked a lot about was...
Poontang!
Will you turn it off and quit screwing around with it? One of the things that we did, we said, let's go up and do this. Now, you got to understand something. This is called Retrovi, because in other words, people calling in. Spelled R-E-T-R-O-U-V-A-I-L-L-E. See, here's the thing. You can be a man or you can be a boy. What do you want to be, a man or a boy? Now, it's fun being a boy. Pretty soon, if you, you know, if you've got any interest at all in being a man, then you got to be one. And when you're married, that's the time to step up to the plate and be a man. Otherwise, you can keep being a boy. It's like Harvey Keitel in Copland. You ever see that? He's looking at Sylvester Stallone. He says, let me tell you the difference between a man and a boy. And then he goes on to say some horse manure because obviously he had some guy killed, so he's full of crap. But the thing of it is as a married man, you owe your wife your loyalty and your fidelity. That's just all there is to it. I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned, see? So anyway, we go up to this thing now. Now, you got about, oh, I'd say there were 40, probably about 20, 25 couples, all ages. Youngest couple there was in their early 20s. And then all the way on up the line, man, Marie and I were somewhere probably at the older end of things, but, you know, everybody's kind of in the same ballpark. I mean, nobody is, you know, we're all talking and we ate together and we hung out together for the most part for the weekend. You don't go any place because you don't have time. You spend from when the time we got there Friday night, we got enough time to check in to the hotel. It's $100 for the weekend, by the way, $100. So this is not some big time, big money program. They take donations. That's how they get by. It's a stinking $100, and it was a little hotel up there in Santa Clarita. Really nice, really clean, really beautiful, really pretty. They had a big room that they had for us in a courtyard. We could go out. And in any event, we get up And I mean right off the bat, man, 7:30, baby. Breakfast by 8:15, we're in and we're working. And we work all day long, break for lunch, then work all afternoon, and break for dinner, and then we go back to our... Probably we don't get back to the room to sleep till about 9:30. We're just going, going, going. But you're hearing the stories of couples who are now working as retrovi, what they call team couples or team members. And man, you ain't. I don't care what you're going through. If you're going through the worst thing right now, there's people there who know what you're talking about. I don't care if your husband's beating you, if your wife's a drug addict, if you've had a million different affairs, if your wife has screwed around on you with 15 different guys. I don't care if there's been violence. I don't care if he hit you with a frying pan or you beat him over the head with a bowling ball or you shot him. Well, if you shot and killed him, I guess there isn't much chance. But if there's, I don't care if there was rape involved. I mean, I'm telling you, I heard stories that had, I was checking the mirror to see if any hair was coming back. These people were talking about the worst stuff you could do to each other, to somebody you love. And they pulled it together and they made their marriages happen. Now, how? There's a way. There's actually a way. And one of the things they all said to a person, and I talked to team couples, these people who had survived, one of them's like in their mid-30s. These other guys, this Ron and Joan, they're up in their probably late 50s. All of them said the same thing. They said, you know, look, if you want to have your marriage, you can. I mean, both people got to want it, obviously. So what they did was they told us these stories. And then they gave us work to do. And the work is simply this, at the beginning, because we got to go to like 6 follow-up weekends. But it's $100. And that's, you know, when you see what you get, they're losing money. No wonder they got to take donations. Maria and I gave them a check for 2 G's. That's how valuable it was to us. We donated them $2,000 because we said, this is incredible. What happens is this. The biggest screw-up that every single married couple gets into is this. Trying to solve each other's problems and trying to judge each other. You know, I think you did this, right? The first thing they tell you when you get there is, you throw that into the garbage can. There will be no more of that for the foreseeable future. There will be no more of you talking about how you're going to solve her problem or she's going to solve yours. And it ain't going to be any more of this crap about, you know, judging them. You know, I think, well, you really hurt me when you all of that baloney, right? From here on out, we're just going to concentrate on hearing what the other person's feeling. You got to understand feelings. Now, all this stuff about feelings, which guys joke about, but any man who's got a third grade education knows, that's the heart and soul of a human being, really. That's from where we act, our feelings. Okay, we can talk about our heads, but we act out of our feelings. You got to understand what she's feeling about. You got to understand what she's feeling, man. And when you do, you don't hate her anymore. You really love her. You understand her better than you ever have. And what happened over the weekend for me and Maria and for all these people is we gradually started to, we got a window into the heart and soul of our wives and our husbands, and we actually started to understand where they were coming from, you know? Because we automatically think, you know what, you're just a real piece of crap for saying that. And we just assume that they're a lump of crap. In other words, we married a lump of crap. Well, no, we didn't. Somewhere along the line, whatever it is she's feeling, man, we stopped hearing. So we found out how to hear each other. And for like 2.5 days, 12, 14 hours a day, we sat, we listened to the stories of these people. They gave us problems to go back to our rooms to work on. Actually, they separated the women and the men. The women would work over here, then the men would work over there, then we'd come back together and we'd combine our work, and so on and so forth. 2.5 days. In the meantime, we would hear the stories of these couples. And then the couples come out and work with us. And I got to mention one other guy that was there, Father Jim Boyd. If you go to my website, Father Boyd's on our website. What a great guy. He's a Marine and a Navy veteran. He's a Navy and Marine chaplain for 26 years. Now he's working at Retrovi in San Diego. And a more quality priest I don't think I ever met. Hell of a guy. And he's got some chapel down there for merchant Marines. They can go in and shoot pool and drink rye whiskey. I'm kidding. But anyway, he goes and says mass on these merchant ships, and he works at this Retrovide down in San Diego, and he was there too. Now, the only thing about it that I will tell you is this. It's Catholic. Catholics are Christians, but they're not as Bible-thumpy as a lot of Christians. And I don't mean that as a put-down. In other words, you ain't going to have nobody trying to convert you. They do say mass and all that crap, but I'm Catholic, and you're hearing me talk like this, see? So I'm not, you know, everything's good. It's about your marriage, okay? It's not, and there are tons of non-Catholics there, so don't even sweat that. Don't even sweat that. Nobody's there trying to convert you. But it was started by Catholics up in Canada, and it's kind of run by Catholics. And in any event, I'm going to tell you right now, if you got a problem happening in your marriage, I don't give a crap what it is. I don't care what it is, because I heard horror stories, man. You got to go to these guys. You got to call them up. I don't even have the number. I ain't plugging them. I mean, I'm plugging them because they helped me and Maria, but I don't know what their number is, but I'll spell it out for you. R-E-T-R-O-U. R-E-T-R-O-U-V-A-I-L-L-E. It's pronounced Retrovi. And they got one in Santa Clarita, they got one down in San Diego, and I got to take a break, right, bud?
Yeah, you got a break. And then you can get up and talk about it.
Oh, will you please go get me a Starbucks? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
There's a lot of people want to know what the name of it is.
You mean the retreat that Marie and I went on?
Yeah,
it's called
Boom Tang.
Turn it off, man.
That hurt.
I go on a retreat, man, to try to build my marriage back together, and you call it the Boom Tang retreat? How dare you, Dickman? Anyway, this is the show. Now, 1-800-449-8686, called Retrovi. Call them up. They're in the Yellow Pages. I don't know where they are. They're in the book someplace. I think I got Father Jim's card laying around someplace. Hey, Father Jim, what you need, man, is email, okay? If you give a guy a card these days with your address, forget it. Dude, get some email going down there, man. Get a little of that email address, baby. A little web address going on there with that Wayfarer, that Seafarer's Chapel you got going on down there.
What, are you all Catholic now or something?
I ain't all Catholic.
What, are you talking about priests and stuff?
I was born Catholic. I was raised Catholic. But I ain't been to church. Well, I went to Mass that past weekend. And
go to confession?
Yeah, I did go to confession, as a matter of fact. First time since high school.
What did you confess?
Well, that's none of your business what I confessed. Fact is, I just did.
Did a priest try to molest you or anything?
No, he didn't try to molest me. What are you, some kind of a sick, twisted freak? You know, that plate in your head, man, I knew was conducting some strange stuff into your brain. What do you mean, did he try to molest me?
Well, that's what they do.
Not this guy. He didn't. I'm 52, man. He's a great man, Father Jim. Okay? And everybody there was solid. So it was really a mind blower, and we got back from this weekend. Marie and I went home, and we're raging. I could just tell you right now, and just to wrap the whole thing up in a neat little bow, the fact is that if you're married, you might as well stay married, unless they're dead. If the two of you want to stay married, you can stay married. I don't give a crap what happened. I don't care. You should have heard some of the stuff I heard. I don't give a crap if he cheated on you 9,000 different ways. If the two of you want to stay married, you can stay married. Now, if only one of you wants it and the other one doesn't, well, the one that wants it, you better get the clue. The other one doesn't, so, you know, take a hike. But if they both want it, it's pretty heavy, tell you that. So call them up. They're in the phone book, maybe. And if you're a Catholic and you go to church, they probably got it in that bulletin thing. So stagger back to the vestibule after you have your communion wine. See if they got something in the bulletin there that says Retrovi. And like I said, they started out in Canada, and then they moved down here to the States. They've been around. Some of these couples have been in it 18, 19 years. This Joan and Ron, man, 18 years these guys have been going at it. 18 years they've been in this helping other people just the same way that they were helped when they got there. And then we got to do, like, I forget, 6 follow-up Saturday nights. So it's a commitment. You're there for 2.5 days for the weekend. That's what everybody refers to it as, their weekend. When the old-timers talk about it, when we had our weekend, 2.5 days, and you're working your ass off, and you'll be tired when you leave there because you're writing, talking. If you smoke cigarettes, bring a lot of them. No booze. So you're having dinner, lunch, and breakfast together. Then you're working. The only booze you'll have, if you go to communion, they give you a sip of that Christian Brothers Sherry.
Is that when the priest touches you?
I'm going to kick your ass. And then you come home and, you know, believe me, man, it's worth it. All right, I'll take another break and we'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Dr. Jim Sadler, very briefly, we had you scheduled for earlier. Dr. Sadler, you're doing actually work with nursing homes, isn't that right?
I am, Phil, and I'm very inspired by your story. And good luck to you and Maria, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, I work with senior citizens, and one of the things I think is so very important, Phil, is for them to lighten up their existence. And there's so much ponderous conversation about death when you're older. It doesn't have to be that way. So I've been touring nursing homes, and I have the residents participate in a Deadpool to lighten things up. Now,
what do you mean a Deadpool?
Well, hold on. Don't. You're going to tighten up on me here.
Well, what do you mean? You're doing a Deadpool at nursing homes?
Yeah. Let me tell you. It's fun to guess, not yourself. Is that what you were thinking? No. You're guessing which of your roommates is going to die. And the prize doubles if you guess the correct cause of death. So I go from...
Okay, well, we got to go now.
What a turd.
All right, man. 1-800-449-8686. The Deadpool. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks to Bobby Dooley and David G. Hall, Father James McWhorter, Skippy and Frank, of course, Darren Flew, Jeff Dowder, Lord Q, Bud, and Jim Sadler.
And the parts of Bobby Dooley and David Hall and everybody was played by Phil Henry.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.